When it comes to manifestation, when it comes to understanding and tapping into the abundance that is available to you in every second and every moment and every aspect of life, you have to understand that there is a component to receiving this abundance, to experiencing this abundance constantly. And that is simply the understanding that in order for you to receive abundance, you must share this abundance with the world. Recognize that the intelligence that governs everything, the intelligence that you are an extension of, that is an extension of you, has a fundamental law of exchange, right? Of reciprocity, of reciprocation, where in order to do something, there must be an effect, right? Cause and effect. There is also the exchange of things and the transformation of energy. Things transform from one thing to another. Nothing really ceases to exist. It just simply transforms. It's just like with us. Through birth, we transform. Through death, we transform. But we never stop ceasing to exist. Well, with abundance, the same things apply. It is a transformation from one to another. And when you are in alignment with this transformation, this exchange, then you not only get to give more, but you get to receive more. And when many people, when we think about abundance, we're really just focused on the receiving aspect of it. But it is important, it is imperative that you really tap into the giving of it. Because just like energy, just like water and its movement, it constantly needs to move. There needs to be a flow that happens. And with abundance, prosperity, manifestation, money, finances, health, wealth, all of those things require a flow. It requires movement. You see, life is movement. When something ceases to move, it is dead, right? But we are going to continue to move in a space where there is a constant exchange happening. So though, yes, we are focused on having the experience of abundance, it is very important that you recognize that you must be willing to share that experience as well. And here's the main reason why. When we talk about the universe, when we talk about other individuals, we recognize that there is a connection between those things, between yourself and the universe, between yourself and every individual, between yourself and everything that is and everything that happens. Once you understand that oneness, you recognize that you are the same as that. You are one with that thing. And so when you are receiving, you are getting from yourself in a sense. When you are giving, you are also giving to yourself in a sense. There are different degrees and different ways to look at this. But when you accept the oneness of all things, when you recognize that that infinite intelligence that governs everything is an extension of you and you are an extension of that, then you recognize that, wait, we are one. I am one with that. I am one with this infinite intelligence. I am one with the source. I am one with God. And once you recognize that, then you realize that the things you are receiving is not from something that is outside of you. It is from something that is you. It is you receiving and giving to and from yourself. And this is the understanding that you come to realize along this journey of really tapping into a deep understanding of advanced manifestation education, is that it really comes down to giving to oneself and receiving from oneself, because everything is oneself. Everything is an extension of you. Everything is you. So as you go through this process, and though it may seem difficult because your ego, which usually separates things in categories, is used to separating yourself from that of universal consciousness, of that of grand consciousness, of that of God even, right? And when you identify that, wait, if I can think, if I can have a concept, an idea, if I can have an experience, if I can communicate with that divinity, all that is, that intellect, that consciousness, with my own consciousness, and my consciousness and that consciousness is similar and one and the same, then therefore I am one with that. Okay? The levels of separation come into play for the sake of this spiritual game that we're playing, right? But ultimately, the game is dismantling, dissolving, and dissolving all of these walls that have been created by our ego to, in a sense, protect us in many ways. But because we haven't mastered managing our ego, then we have to learn to understand that the ego makes up a lot of things that truly aren't based on reality, especially spiritual reality, spiritual understandings, spiritual principles. So as you go through life and you are tapping into this infinite abundance and you are looking to seek and experience this infinite abundance in whatever way you decide, recognize that in order for you to receive this abundance, you must be willing to give, to share this abundance, because it is you who is giving it to you, and it is you that is also receiving it from you. It is a constant exchange between the different aspects and layers of who you are. This is what life is about. And once you understand that everything that you experience is you, then you can begin to dismantle these walls that have been created to cause a separation of your identity and your understanding and the truth as to who you are. So let go of those walls. And as you let go of those walls, then you will absolutely begin to experience the abundance that is you. And as you begin to understand that this abundance is you, and you get to experience not only the receiving of this abundance, but also the sharing and the giving of the abundance. All right. And that will create an infinite cycle, an infinite loop that will compound and build a momentum where the abundance begins to increase in quantity and quality. Right. So as you get something, you accept it with gratitude and understanding that you are getting it from your higher self. Then you give something, and you give something from a place of giving more understanding that you are going to just simply receive more as a result. You see, it's a constant exchange that expedites and grows over time. It compounds upon itself as you continue to move forward in this journey of understanding and rediscovering your mastery over manifestation and creation. Because you are the creator of this universe that you are existing in and experiencing. So as you go through this process, always keep in mind that you are receiving from your higher self, and always be willing to share that abundance with others, because that is in connection with who you ultimately are. Thank you so much. Feel free to go to drabundant.com. and download this book, The Power Within, and also get free access to my daily newsletter. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.